Wonderland, actually, the performance was fantastic. You know, I thought it was of a very, very high standard. You know, I thought the football that we played was magnificent. And tonight, we managed to click in front of goals. You know, we've been playing well, but no getting goals. And tonight, everything really clicked for us. And it was an outstanding performance. You know, we played some good football all season, you know, and early in the season we were scoring goals. More recently they kind of dried up, but tonight, as I say, repeat myself, things just clicked. But the performance, every single player performed to an outstanding level, you know, possibly above championship level, you know, the performance tonight. It was an incredible performance, you know, for where I was standing, you know.
John, that's the biggest win against our family for 38 years. Where does that result?
38 years, is it?
Standing there. Through the club.
Yeah, I think it'll be remembered for a long, long time. You know, it might be, who knows, maybe another 38 years before you win by that kind of margin again. You know, it's a little bit of payback. We got beat 4-1 at East End Park not so long ago, so I think it was a little bit of payback for that as well. So it's great for everyone, Raith Rovers, minded and connected to Raith Rovers, that we've managed to put on a performance and get a scoreline like that against our local rivals.
Do you think that helped, John, the fact it was the derby and you're obviously the two of you are vying to get into the playoffs and obviously...
Yeah, the whole mix is very tight in the league. We had a good result at the weekend and came into the game very confident. Maybe opposite for Dunfermline, you know, they were 2-0 up and got beat 3-2 at Dundee, which is never easy, don't get me wrong. Dens Park and playing there is difficult, so that's no slight, but maybe we were... Yeah, maybe they were a little bit down and we were a little bit up, and all of a sudden the whole mix has come out, you know, fighting for to get into that second place and trying to stay in the top four. We've been there all season and we want to try and stay there, similar to Dunfermline, and just repeat myself from earlier tonight, everything really clicked for us.
That's good idea for Lewis, come back with 2 goals.
Yeah, we'll kind of like just, you know, ease them back in. You know, we've not played them too much, we've eased them back in. And I just felt, you know, this time last Tuesday night, we won it still, and I thought if I play him on Saturday, he might not be quite right for the Tuesday. So let's keep him for Tuesday. And we played him half an hour on Saturday, got a little bit nice, you know, half an hour game time, and had him nice and fresh for tonight. And the same with Jamie Gillen, you know, we kept him on the bench on Saturday, got half an hour, the two of them go tonight, and they just set the place on fire.
Louis was actually getting a wee bit almost emotional as he reflected on his journey to back. Yeah. I mean, what does it say about him that he had the mental strength to even get back and play in every week?
Yeah, you've got to take your hat off to him, you know, he's been through a hell of a lot, so of course he would get emotional, you know, when you really think about what he's been through. And I've said it many, many times, everyone deserves a run. It's Louis Vaughan, he deserves an injury-free run. And I'm sure he's thoroughly enjoyed tonight, with absolutely no doubt about that. It says, you know, a massive pat on the back to him to stay strong, stay mentally strong, and come through it. And as I say, hopefully, fingers crossed, he gets no more injuries in his career.
Were you concerned when they equalised, John, because it was just about 3 or 4 minutes after you'd gone ahead and it was a goal that maybe could have been prevented, as there were a few like that in the game tonight? What did you think when they pulled it back to one?
We're disappointed because we started really, really well and we scored what we believed to be a very, very good goal. And then from a long ball over the top, there's a little bit of hesitancy between the defender and the goalkeeper, and it ends up kicking it out. And from that throw-in, we end up losing a goal. So Jamie has saved us on many, many occasions, and so we needed somebody to just bail him out of a little bit of a hole. But unfortunately, we didn't defend the cross. So it's not Jamie's fault, you know, or anyone's fault. We should have defended the cross better. It was disappointing to lose the goal so quickly because we had the upper hand, you know, up until then. But thankfully for us, you know, we continued to gain the upper hand throughout the game, and we're worthy winners tonight.
Cheers, John. Thank you very much. Congratulations.
Cheers, thanks a lot.